All right, let's dive in. We're taking a look at Leaf It To Us, a veggie adventure today.
Sounds fun.
Yeah, it's a kid's book about, well, veggies going on vacation. To Thailand, no less.
Thailand, huh? From the garden to the tropics. That's quite the trip for some vegetables.
You're right. But it's more than just a silly story. There's a lot we can unpack here, you know, about using this kind of thing to help kids learn.
Definitely. These whimsical stories, they can be real sneaky teachers. Fun and engaging. That's the key.
Exactly. Okay, so who are our veggie voyagers? We've got Kara Carrot. She's our adventurous one.
Ah, the leader of the pack, I bet.
Probably. Then there's Chip Spudley, always bouncing off the walls, full of energy.
Gotta love a spud with some pep in his step.
Oh, and then there's Melvin Mellon, a bit on the dramatic side.
Oh, the drama queen. Every group needs one. Adds to the fun, you know?
You're telling me. And we can't forget Topsy Turnip. Now she's a real handful, always stirring up chaos.
Sounds like my kind of veggie. Keeps things interesting, right?
Definitely. Then we've got Anya Onion, the gossip queen. And last but not least, Sir Stalk-a-Lot. Very proper. Very by the book.
It's that mix of personalities, isn't it? That's what really makes a story work, especially for kids. They see a bit of themselves in each character.
Totally agree. They're funny, relatable, and they get into the silliest situations. Like, their adventure starts at Veggieport International Airport.
Veggieport? Now that's creative.
I know, right? Complete with soil-based check-in and a water spritz station. You know, just for our plant-based passengers.
Gotta stay hydrated. It's a long flight. But seriously, that's such a clever way to spark a kid's curiosity. You're introducing these travel concepts, but in a totally fun and imaginative way.
Exactly. And before they even take off, things get wild. Melvin's battling his seatbelt, Topsy's juggling luggage and causing a scene.
Sounds like a typical airport experience, even without the veggies.
You're not wrong. Then you've got Anya gossiping up a storm, holding up the line with a passport mishap.
Oh.
And Sustalk-a-Lot. He's freaking out about Scarecrow security.
Scarecrow security. Now that's something I'd like to see. But, you know, all this craziness, it's not just funny. It's actually teaching kids about what to expect when they travel.
Right. Checking in, going through security, it's all there, but in a way that's lighthearted and engaging.
Makes learning a lot less intimidating, that's for sure.
Absolutely. And speaking of, let's talk about the in-flight experience. They've got Captain Cuthbert, a cauliflower pilot with chronic hiccups.
A cauliflower with hiccups? Oh, this is, I gotta hear.
You're gonna love this. His co-pilot, First Officer Stanley, he's a strawberry, and he's determined to cure those hiccups by shouting, engine fire.
Yeah.
Mid-flight.
What? That's certainly one way to do it. Talk about a unique approach.
I know, right? It's crazy. But it also shows how the book uses humor to address, you know, those little fears kids have, like flying. Plus, let's be honest, kids find bodily functions hilarious.
They do. They really do. So when Melvin lets one loose.
Oh, it gets worse. Or better, depending on how you look at it. Or when Captain Cuthbert's hiccups hit a new level. Pure comedy gold.
It's relatable, right? Like everyone's been there. Makes the characters feel more real.
So true. It's definitely not your average flight. French Bean's doing acrobatics in the aisle. Tammy Taro's clinging to her seat for dear life. And then there's Ruth Rhubarb trying to lead a sing-along. Let's just say it's not exactly a hit.
Oh, man. I can imagine the chaos. But, you know, it's actually a clever way to weave in concepts like air pressure, oxygen masks, even in-flight etiquette.
Yeah. It's all there, wrapped up in this crazy, hilarious package. But the real adventure begins when they land in Thailand. Their hotel, the tied and tested. Well, let's just say it's seen better days.
Uh-oh, not exactly a five-star resort.
Not even close. It's actually pretty rundown. It's a good reminder, though, that vacations don't always go as planned.
Right. It happens, builds character, teaches kids to roll with the punches.
Exactly. Plus, it's funny. They have spooky stuff happening in their rooms, a chaotic breakfast, and Anya. She's grilling the waiter about ethical coffee beans.
Typical Anya. Always on top of the latest trends, even on vacation.
She's got to stay informed. But it's this contrast, right? The rundown hotel against the backdrop of vibrant Chiang Mai. It makes you think about different places and experiences.
Absolutely. And then there's their tour guide, Barry Bok Choi. Grumpy on the outside, but a real scofty deep down.
Oh yeah, Barry. He leads them on some amazing adventures. From the Wa Phres Singh Temple to the bustling Wurrat Market, they get a real taste of Chiang Mai.
Sounds like a whirlwind tour.
It is. But the highlight, it has to be their encounter with a lost baby elephant in the jungle.
Ah, baby elephant. Tell me everything.
It's pure gold. Picture this. The veggies trying to help this little elephant, wrapping it in banana leaves, carrying it through the jungle.
Oh my gosh, that's adorable and hilarious, I bet.
It is, but it also touches on wildlife conservation, you know, respecting animal families.
Well, right, important lessons woven into the humor. That's the beauty of it. It's not preachy, it's just part of the adventure.
Exactly. This book really does a fantastic job of blending humor and heart. And it's a springboard for so much learning. You can talk about different cultures, geography, even the importance of respecting nature, all from this one wacky story.
It's all about making those connections, right? And that's where technology comes in. Imagine taking this story and making it even more personal for your kid.
That's where ChatGPT comes in, right?
You got it. Parents can use it to, you know, tweak the story, add their own family members as characters, maybe swap Thailand for somewhere closer to home. Or even come up with totally new challenges for our veggie crew.
So it becomes this unique, personalized learning tool. That's incredible.
It is. And it shows how learning can be fun, engaging, and tailored to each kid's interests.
That's what makes it so powerful. It's not just a story. It's an experience. You know, it's amazing how much depth there is to this silly story about traveling vegetables. Mm-hmm. We've talked about the humor, the characters, the setting. But there's also this really strong theme of friendship and teamwork.
Oh, absolutely. Like when those hiccups along the way pop up, no pun intended, with Captain Cuthbert, of course, the veggies have to team up to figure things out.
Right. It's navigating a crazy airport, calming down a scared flyer, even dealing with a grumpy tour guide. They learn they're better together.
Way better.
And that's such an important lesson for kids these days, don't you think?
Huge. Collaboration, communication, that's how we get things done.
It's not always easy, though. Getting along with everyone, I mean.
Yeah, no kidding. But Leave It to Us shows us that even the most different personalities can work together, you know, to get past those challenges.
And that brings us to, well, the elephant in the room, literally.
Yes.
That scene with the lost baby elephant, it's heartwarming and hilarious.
The banana leaf burrito, right.
Yes. But it also makes you think about responsible tourism, wildlife conservation, all that.
You're right. The veggies mean well, but their actions could backfire.
For sure. It's a great chance for parents to chat with their kids about respecting wildlife. Wild animals, even cute baby elephants, they're not pets.
Exactly. Not something you just scoop up and take home with you.
No matter how tempting it might seem.
Right. It's a tricky thing, though, finding that balance. Keeping the story light and funny, but also using it for these important conversations.
That's where ChatGPT can be so helpful.
Totally. You can adapt the story, you know? Make it right for your kids' age and what they can understand.
Like, instead of rescuing the baby elephant, maybe they visit an elephant sanctuary or learn about ethical tourism.
Exactly. It's about connecting the story to the real world, making kids think.
It's like leveling up the book. It's fun and educational.
That's the sweet spot. And that's what ChatGPT is great at, taking those big, complex ideas and making them easy for anyone to grasp.
It really is like having a tutor and a creative partner all in one. And anyone can use it.
As long as you've got that internet connection, that's the key. But the main thing here is you don't have to be a tech whiz or a storyteller to create something cool for your kid.
Just use your imagination, a little help from ChatGPT, and boom, you've got a unique adventure that'll spark their curiosity.
And maybe even a lifelong love of learning. Who knows?
You never know where that imagination will lead them.
Yeah.
All right, so we've covered a lot of ground in this part.
We have, but don't worry, we're not done yet. We'll be back with part three to dive even deeper into the practical stuff. How to actually use ChatGPT to turn this whimsical story into a personalized learning experience.
Right, welcome back to our deep dive into Leaf It To Us, a veggie adventure. We've had a blast exploring this story, but let's get down to brass tacks. We keep talking about personalizing it with ChatGPT, so let's walk through how that actually works.
It all starts with your kid, right? What are they into? What gets them excited? Like, let's say your little one is obsessed with dinosaurs.
Dinosaurs, okay. I like where this is going.
Instead of Thailand, boom, we're sending those veggies to Jurassic Park.
Oh, I can see it now. Carrot riding a T-Rex.
Mm.
Melvin Melon having a meltdown over a Stegosaurus.
See, it's already coming to life. And that's where ChatGPT can really shine.
Yeah.
You can ask it for descriptions of, like, prehistoric landscapes, create dialogue for your kid as a new veggie character, maybe a little Radish, the dino expert.
Huge.
Right. And then come up with challenges that fit the theme.
So my kid loves building things.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe they could help the veggies build a, like, dinosaur-proof treehouse.
Mm-hmm.
Or a super vehicle for that rough terrain.
Exactly. The possibilities are endless, seriously. And you can even get your kid involved in the whole process. Ask for their ideas, use ChatGPT to make it happen. It's like this cool team project turns reading into something way more interactive.
It's next level storytelling.
Right. And it doesn't stop there. You can use ChatGPT to create quizzes about dinosaurs, maybe prehistoric plants, write a song about the veggies, Jurassic Adventures, or even design a whole board game based on the book.
Wow, that's taking it to a whole new level.
It is. Wow. And you know, don't forget those little extra touches. Maybe ask ChatGPT to translate some stuff into Thai, just for fun. Or have it give you some cool facts about Thai culture, their food.
It's all about those connections. Showing kids that learning can happen anywhere, anytime. And that it can be fun.
Exactly. It's like having this personal tutor, a creative assistant, all rolled into one. And anyone can use it.
It's pretty amazing when you think about it.
It is. The big takeaway is you don't need to be a tech genius or professional writer to make learning fun for your kid. Just use your imagination, a little help from ChatGPT, and you're golden.
So to wrap things up, leave it to us. A veggie adventure. It's more than just a cute story. It's a starting point for a whole world of imagination, creativity, learning. And with all this tech we have now, the sky's the limit.
No kidding. So go grab that book, fire up ChatGPT, and get ready for an amazing adventure with your kid. You might be surprised where it takes you.
And hey, you might even learn a thing or two yourself along the way. Thanks for joining us on this Veggietastic journey.
Until next time, folks, keep exploring, keep learning, and keep those imaginations growing.